Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, as with thank yous to Dolat before we wrap up the wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Two tremendous guests joined us on the show today. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger, who, great story with Baldy, that Biff Poggi, who will be the interim coach at Michigan after Sharon Moore fired for, you know, hooking up with someone he shouldn't have hooked up with on the Michigan staff. I think it's pretty much like come out that that's what happened. They were on the offensive line together at Duke in college. And now Baldy is one of the most respected and like well-known NFL analysts in the world. And Biff Poggi is the interim coach at Michigan. Just funny, the sliding doors of life. And our friend Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1. Danny said he would need $4,000 cash to go to Bears-Browns this weekend in Chicago, minus 10, minus 15 degrees with the wind chill. I think I'd need double that. And I'm really not saying that for reaction. I hate being out in the cold. And if you go to a cold football game and I have, like, I actually don't have fun doing that. It's a miserable experience. I would need to be well compensated for it. And I'm not saying that for reaction. I actually mean it. Our executive producer is Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, he's 31 years old. Is he a man? That remains to be seen. The great Tyler Morales. Our engineer, in for Jake the Snake Hassan, the wonderful Kenny Henderson, a.k.a. Kenderson, who rudely reminded me earlier that the Yankees lost the World Series in 2001 to the Diamondbacks. Thank you, Kenny. I am aware. And our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. Brad Evans from BetMGM tonight will join me in just a second. We'll play Predict the Prop, and we will talk some college basketball. Just a couple quick takes for me, because the show is jammed today. We had some breaking news. I really think, and this is how I want to phrase this here, because I could get into Michigan specifically, or BYU specifically, or UConn, or Florida. I really think, like last year at this time, I think it was Tyler will remember this. The game when Cooper Flagg dribbled the ball off like his knee at the end of the game. It was against Kansas, right? Early in the season. And Duke lost that game. And I remember coming on You Better You Bet the next day and saying, like, Duke's going to win the national championship. Because they're the best team. And kind of like let Flagg like run these end game situations early in the season. So when you get to March and when you get to April, he doesn't screw up anymore. Joke was on us, as it turns out. But I felt all year last year in college basketball, and you know, because I was on the show, you watch the show, you listen to the show, and we have new members of the audience all the time, and this you can confirm this with old listeners and old viewers. Duke was the only team I liked to win the Natty last year, from the start of the season to the end. And of course, they lost in terrible fashion to Houston Saturday night in the Final Four. I think you can legitimately make the case right now for like 10 teams to potentially win the national championship in college basketball. UConn, Michigan, Arizona, Duke, Iowa State, Purdue. I don't think Houston's going to win the Natty, but they have to be included on the list. Gonzaga, who got blown out by Michigan. Gonzaga is still awesome. Michigan State, I think, needs to be considered. BYU with DeBonsa. I think Louisville's really good. Brad's Illini have to be on the list. And the number 17 ranked team in the country, I think that Darren Peterson and Kansas need to be included just because of Peterson's potential upside. And think about this if you watched the game last night. A.J. DeBonsa scores 28, is electric in the second half. BYU comes back and beats Clemson at the Garden on the Robert White Wright game-winning three. And everyone's talking about DeBonsa. He's like the new Tracy McGrady and how great he's going to be. There are betting markets right now that have the number one overall pick in the NBA draft up. Darren Peterson's a minus price. So just think about that. How good DeBonsa is, and Peterson is thought to be better. I don't want to count out Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks. Joining us right now is the host of BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network, my good friend Brad Evans. Brad, happy hump day. Let's talk a little college basketball, my friend. Do you agree with my assertion like 10 or more teams could win the Natty this year?
Yeah, I think it's a dozen right now. I mean, this is the most loaded class of teams that at this juncture of the calendar, I know we're barely over a month into the regular season that I've ever seen. I've been covering college basketball for over two decades. It's outlandish. The depth, the talent, the scope of some of these dynamite rosters that we're seeing. And again, we've said this repeatedly. It's not outlandish. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a hot take. This is the best freshman class possibly ever. And that really plays in this narrative of a lot of these teams that are going to vie for the national championship. Now, obviously, we got miles to go before we sleep. We got miles to go before March, and injury imp is always lurking, and you can have a lot of roster turnover. Guys just get inner slumps, and you see teams enter kind of a debacling of sorts. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think come March Madness, I think come Selection Sunday, we're going to sit down. We're going to analyze the brackets. We're going to be slicing and dicing and scribbling on the lines. Team A going here, Team B possibly going this distance. I think there are going to be 10 to 12 teams, realistically, that could win the whole enchilada. This, my friend, I believe is going to be the greatest college basketball season of our lifetimes.
And I've been saying that verbatim on the show as well, so I definitely agree with you. Two thoughts on that. Number one, I've never heard debacle used as a verb. I enjoyed that, debacling. The other would be, I did enjoy, as someone who I was way better in English class than I was in math, as well, probably a betting corollary there. I did enjoy the Robert Frost reference there. I always enjoy more than the miles to go before I sleep, the road less traveled. I always enjoy more the line from James Taylor's song, Sweet Baby James, when he says, with 10 miles behind me, and 10,000 more to go. Just wanted to throw that out there.
If I had
to pick a national championship winner right now, Brad, and we could do this for like 30 seconds, and then we'll do maybe a little predict the prop. I know we're running up on your show starting. I do like Purdue.
Really?
I do, yeah. I think Kaufman-Wren may not be like DeBonsa or Peterson or Cam Boozer as far as an NBA prospect goes, but he's a badass college basketball player. I want Fletcher Lawyer to be a little more consistent, but Braden Smith's a monster and can control the tempo of games. We saw that in the Alabama game. I will say that I'm feeling more lukewarm on that bet that I made as I keep watching these NBA studs play every night in college hoops. I'll stick with Purdue for right now. You had to pick one team right now. Who would it be and why in 30 seconds?
Yeah, it's Michigan. Look, they're an absolute wagon right now. They have no weaknesses. The Axel Lindeborg is a guy that can beat you off the bounce, can beat you outside, could steal the rock from you. Mara's at 7'3". He's just a lane clogger. And Cadeau's even playing better. And he started to hit some threes. And that was a question mark for them, was the guard play. And they're shining brightly right now. Pound for pound, in my estimation, Michigan is the best team. If you gave me a second choice, I think it's Iowa State. I still cannot believe what they did.
They blew out Purdue last week. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Can't believe it. Still stunning. And they got veterans. And they galvanized. And TJ Otzelberger, I think, is the most underrated head coach in the nation.
This is his third year at Iowa State. His third year or his fourth year?
I think it's his third season there.
And Sweet 16 in each of the first 2 years, and as a Final Four caliber team this year. Like, Iowa State's been absolutely ridiculous. And I did bet Michigan last night. I said they win all these games by 40. I was wrong. They only won last night by 28. Just, and Villanova's like not So, like, this is not like the Villanova team that beat Michigan in the 18 title game, obviously. Oh, but yeah. Villanova's not bad, and Michigan just destroyed them. Michigan's awesome. Big Ten's going to be a lot of fun this year. You want to do predict the prop, or you got to go to do your show? You just want to give us a bet and bounce?
No, we do predict the prop. What do you want, a wide receiver?
You already know.
Here we go. I'm going to go with Nico Collins. I think we did him last week, but I love the line again this week. Take it on the Arizona Cardinals. Receiving yards, predict the prop.
All right. 75 and a half.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct and almost exactly right. The actual number is 73 and a half. So what's the call here? Over or under?
Over. Arizona's defense is in dire straits right now with all the cornerback injuries. But you know, I would
ladder this sucker. Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Too low.
You know what my bet's going to be, though? I bet Jaden Higgins over receiving yards every week. So that's going to actually be my bet. I don't know if you've seen it. I looked. Do you know what Mike Evans receiving yards prop is tomorrow night in Bucks Falcons? I actually looked during the break. Do you know what it is or no?
I did see it at, I think, at BetMGM earlier today, but we're going to compare notes. If you already saw it, let's talk about it.
Well, do you want to guess what it is?
46 and a half, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly.
It's 43 and a half now, which is interesting. I think Atlanta's going to cover tomorrow night. I got to give the bets. You've been more than gracious with your time. I appreciate it. Have a great show tonight. What's the best bet for tonight? And give us the I'm out.
Nebraska. I got them last night at plus money on the money line. I'd still lay right now the 1.5 against Wisconsin. I'm out.
Brad Evans coming up tonight, BetMGM tonight, following us here as it does every night on the BetMGM network. Thank you very much to Brad. Always love talking college hoops with my buddy. All right. We'll drop the dope ass beat. We'll give you my bets for tonight. Please, Kenny, take it away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NBA Cup. That son of a bitch is heating up. Today's Odds Boost token will crank up the intensity. Use your token on any NBA Cup bet to get a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. So we saw last night the Knicks and the Magic win in the Eastern Conference to advance to Vegas for the semifinal. Winner of that game will play the Western Conference winner next Tuesday, so 6 days from now, in the NBA Cup final. So Oklahoma City is a 15.5-point home favorite against the Suns without Devin Booker, 221.5 the total. The Lakers, a 7.5-point favorite against the Spurs. No Victor Wembanyama tonight. Wemby is out for San Antonio. Total in that game is 241.5. I just want to make this really simple. I think the NBA desperately wants the Lakers to win. So the Lakers will win, and the Thunder will win and improve to 24-1. They are on the road to 70 wins, as I told you they would be before the season. So I want to moneyline parlay the Thunder with the Lakers, and I'm going to pair it with the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday against the Chargers just to win about plus 120 at BetMGM. If you don't like the Chiefs, I would understand why. Take another something else you like, another money line to get this at plus money. So as I think we get the Lakers and the Thunder both winning tonight, to get to one more bet to cash the bet whenever you want to, whatever you want to pair that with. So Lakers and Thunder money line for me, parlayed with the Chiefs coming up on Sunday. And in college hoops, like Nebraska-Wisconsin's the best game on the board tonight. I don't want to bet the Purdue-Minnesota game. I'm with Brad. I'm going to bet Nebraska. This is Wisconsin's first true road game of the year. Nebraska hits a ton of threes and defends the three-point line well. I will lay the short price with Nebraska at home tonight against Wisconsin. Femi is back with me tomorrow on a tremendous football Thursday. Great guest list on the way. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.